This is an interview with Peter Wheatley from Warwick University talking all about exoplanets and is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, please go to www.jodcast.net.
Could you tell me, Peter, what have you been doing recently?
Well, what I was presenting in my talk this week was data from a space telescope called the Spitzer Space Telescope, which is a NASA mission, which works in the mid-infrared part of the spectrum. And that's a part of the spectrum where the light from planets around other stars peaks. So it's our best opportunity to directly detect planets around other stars. The problem we have is that because these planets are very close to their parent stars, normal imaging techniques don't work. So you can't form a separate image of the star and the planet. So you have to find some indirect way of measuring the brightness of the planet. And the way we do that is we find special examples of systems where the planet actually passes across the front face of the star, blocking some of the light from the star. And then the amount of light it blocks tells us how big the planet is. But then half an orbit later, the planet goes behind the star. And at that point, we lose the light from the planet. So if we make very, very careful measurements with Spitzer, we can detect the brightness of the star apparently dropping by about 0.25%. That allows us to infer how bright the planet itself must be. This is the only way we have of measuring the brightness of planets around other stars.
And this is the first time this has ever been done?
Now, it's been done a few times. It's been done about four times with four different planets. As I say, you need this very special kind of system where the planet passes in front of the star. Well, I was presenting results from a planet that was discovered by a UK mission called the SuperWASP program. And so we recently discovered extrasolar planets with the WASP program. And I was observing one of these. It's particularly interesting because it orbits a star that's very hot, hotter than any other star of this type, that with an extrasolar planet. And so because the star's hot, we think it actually heats the planet. So we expect this planet to be one of the hottest of these extrasolar planets. And so what I was looking for was to see whether the brightness of the planet was higher, which would indicate that it is actually indeed hotter. And that is what we found. The planet itself seems to be about three times brighter than the only other planets we've observed at that wavelength. And that seems to be also possibly related to its temperature, but also possibly related to the actual chemical composition of the atmosphere. So the atmosphere is believed to be dominated by maybe water and carbon monoxide. But there's also the possibility of titanium oxide in the atmosphere, and that can change the pattern of brightness at different wavelengths. And that's what we may have seen in this system.
What advances do you predict in the field of exoplanets when we have such telescopes as Herschel and the James Webb Space Telescope online?
The James Webb Space Telescope is particularly exciting because it's got a very large mirror, which allows us to look at much fainter systems and also smaller planets around brighter systems as well. So it really opens up a much wider range of extrasolar planets. And there's a particularly exciting mission being launched next year by NASA called Kepler, which is it's a space mission designed to find very small planets orbiting stars and transiting stars. And certainly those kind of smaller planets will need a much more sensitive instrument to measure their brightness.
What is the future of the WASP project?
Well, that's very exciting because we, as I say, in our first season, we had sort of a pilot program where we looked at we had sort of five cameras looking at the sky, searching for extrasolar planets just for a few months. And we found two planets in those data. But since then, we've been spending over a year working with 16 cameras, scanning the sky for more planets. And we're just analysing those data at the moment. So the WASP consortium, which is made up of a whole range of UK universities, hope this year to be announcing of order 10 or maybe even 20 new extrasolar planets. And these are the special planets that pass across the front of the star and allow us then to measure the brightness of the planet using instruments like Spitzer.
Excellent. Peter Wheatley, thank you very much.